Good morning, friends and family. I truly hope that everyone is up and about, raised up, nicely, sun is up, shining, and we're excited just to share and fellowship with one another in God's Word with the Sunday Morning Breakfast crew as we talk about God will turn it around, and that He does. I have to give a quick plea to each and every one of you who are on the phone right now is that if you did not listen to Wednesday night's call for Bible study, I highly, highly recommend going to SundayMorningBreakfast.org and getting a copy of Wednesday's night's call. It truly, truly hones in on our responsibility as Christians to be obedient to God. And in our obedience, in our faith, that shows our love. And with our love and knowing and honoring Him, oh my goodness, how He truly turns it around. No matter what that it is, God will turn it around. So we're here this Sunday morning getting ready for another amazing word. So I invite you to take this quick moment to reach out to a friend or two to get them on the line. Because God's word, oh my goodness, it's not for today, not for yesterday, not for tomorrow. It's for every day. And it shows up in each and every piece of our lives. So sharing His word is our opportunity of just giving a gift of His love to those we love. So go ahead, take this moment, reach out and share with a friend. The reality is that we are all clay. We are all molded for His greatness. And no matter what that clay turns out to be in it, there may be a few dents, there may be a few scratches, there may be a few imperfections, but in and through God, all of that is corrected in His image, in His perfection. And with Him, then we can do all things through His Son. So God will turn it around in ways that we may never even comprehend, because we may hold on to those things that He has gifted us with, but not realize how amazingly we're to use those things to fulfill on His will. God will turn it around. Whether it's our relationships, whether it's in our jobs, whether it is just in how we wake up each morning, how we put one foot in front of the other. If we can put one foot in front of the other, God will turn it around. There's no doubt about that. And it is only through His glory, only through His grace, that that is even possible. His grace is what allows for us to move forward in and through any situation. God will turn it around. So I truly hope that you're ready to just receive of this word this morning, or hear with open hearts and open minds, so that we can move forward with our day in and through Him. So I thank you for joining us on this call this morning and look forward to it. Continued invitations for you to join us as we fellowship with one another. But let's go forward this morning with God will turn it around with our leader, Mr. Tullius Carr. Good morning, Mr. Carr.
Good morning, Ms. Hannah.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. On yourself?
Great, thank you.
Yeah. So, y'all, we're talking about God will turn it around, whatever your situation is. And, you know, I'm pressed. I'm telling you, now I want y'all to see something. And I want y'all to see something good. I hear it at least. Flow with me if you can. I hope our Miss Shabria is unmuted because she's going to be talking on this morning as well. But God would turn situations around. But do you know that God is so much of a gentleman that God will also allow it to be turned around by us?
Yes.
Right.
It will.
Yep.
Do you not know that faith leads to favor.
Come on now.
Oh, yes.
Also know that fear leads to failure. Somebody might want to write it down. I'm getting started already. Your faith.
Come on.
Can lead to favor. Favor, by definition, is God's turnaround concerning your life. In other words, favor is not something that you earn. Favor is something that you're connected to.
Amen.
I'm right.
I might want to wake up this morning. I'm not playing. I'm not playing with the things of God. I get to them. Favor is the thing of God that's concerning, that's connected, that's concerning, that's covering, that's concerning, that's communicating, is that covering your life.
Amen.
Your faith opens the door to God's favor. See, I don't play no games when it comes to faith, because a lot of people say I'm God-fearing. Just because you say it don't mean that you're in it. God-fearing means your obedience to God. You give God something to work with. You can talk all day, but you'll know the tree by the fruit that it bears, whether it bears good fruit or bad fruit.
Yes,
God knows when it bears good fruit. What do you produce? And don't get mad at the Nathans and the Isaiahs that come in your life telling you the truth about God.
Right, right.
Some of us are self-deceived. I'm not here to play the game, huh? You have many different leaders and teachers. Joel Osteen, cool. I'm not knocking him. That is not my style. My style is to get to the root of the problem, which is us. And then we go from there. You cannot go forward in any relationship with covering stuff up with, I'm sorry. I'm sorry don't hurt. I mean, heal somebody's heart.
All right now.
Yes.
With that being said, let's get to the root of this now. Your faith, not what you say. Your faith is how you live. Let me say it again. Your faith is how you live. It's preceded by your words. It's followed through by your actions.
Yeah.
Isn't it quite amazing when it comes to God, how we play God and we treat him like a little fiddle, a doormat even? We take
right.
It kind of for weakness. Because when we do wrong with God, we say God know our heart. But let somebody do wrong to us and we don't know their heart, we say when somebody show you who they are, finish it off.
You'll know
when they show you who you are, that's who they are, believe them.
When they show you who they are, believe them. Well, well, don't be a hypocrite and not apply that same notion, statement to yourself.
Right, okay.
Half the room is set down on that statement right now. Half the people on the phone sit down.
Hmm.
But we don't judge nobody. You sure? Because that's a form of judgment.
Right.
Hmm? And then a lot of times we don't judge people because we ourselves don't want to be judged.
That's correct.
But you know, when you're faithful in a friendship, when you're faithful in a relationship, when you're faithful to God, if you're faithful in a relationship, you want them to judge you because you don't have nothing to hide. That's why you don't have no problem judging them. Because, see, judgment means I have a standard. And I watch up. A lot of times we don't judge our friends or judge anything around us in the godly form of judge, because you do know that's foolish when you say you don't judge. The Bible says to test every spirit, to test something means to compare. To compare means to pull out a judgment, a godly judgment. In other words, how can I come out from amongst them if I don't judge what is right and what's wrong? When you pray for discernment, you know you're praying for judgment. Don't you know that? I need to educate.
Come on. All right, come on.
Because somebody has listened to the world and bringing the world and stuff to God like they ain't God.
Mm.
You know, when babies talking, they don't know what they're talking about. Well, what about when adults talking, they don't know what they're talking about? Or are they playing adults because of age, the number of years on their life, but still babies?
All right, now.
Oh, he ain't like Joel Osteen, y'all. He showed now. One pacifying it, and one going to give you the raw, the real. And the real will step up when real comes around. You know that?
Right.
Okay.
I ain't called for that. I just wanted the inspirational word. Inspirational word is the word that actually takes the devil out. It extracts the devil. It don't leave the devil there.
Come on. Yes.
Hmm? I mean, why, you know, I'm serious. Why brush teeth and then you still got cavities? Go get the cat. Go get the bad stuff out. And then, man, you got to be kidding me.
All right now.
You got to be kidding me, sick people. So faith opens the door to favor. Favor is a miraculous turnaround that God has concerning your life.
Yeah.
Favor is everything to do with who you're connected to. Faith.
All right.
But fear opens the door to failure.
Tell it.
See, Satan will hide fear in pride. Because, see, fear, all fear is the lack of trust in God.
Come on, Christ.
Hold on. Y'all ever seen people with a hard shell, but they're really soft? But they're hard, they play tough?
Yes. Yes.
All fear is an individual who's afraid to give it to God, but they fear is when you afraid to give it to God, but you trust yourself more than you trust God. You trust what you see more than you trust God. You trust what you feel more than you trust God.
Come on.
You trust the trick of the enemy more than you trust God.
Come on.
Yeah. Miss Tiana, if you the new boss, Miss Shabri the old boss, I'm supposed to be going to you, the new boss. Miss Shabri telling me this, that, and other. She's my old boss, my past boss, my ex-boss. Why am I listening to my ex-boss and the new boss has all my favor over here? My ex-boss has all my failure over there. But because I'm familiar, you see what familiar do? Familiar will take you to fear, and fear will take you to failure. Let me say it again.
God can turn around
what you're familiar with. If you don't let the familiar go, how can you move in the direction of faith? In other words, familiar will bring you to fear. Fear will bring you to failure.
Yes. Yes.
Have y'all ever heard of familiar spirits? See, God turns around when you turn around from what's familiar. See, faith says, I'm not familiar with it. This is why I love talking, boy. I talk a whole bunch, y'all. Many different places, y'all. Many different venues, y'all. And see, I hear a lot of people. See, they real with me. You know why they real with me? Because, see, he's an undercover cop. In other words, he's undercover law enforcement. In other words, if you really want to tear down a drug house, if you really want to tear down a thing that's infested, that is inflicted with sin, you got to go in not uniform patrol. You got to be undercover law enforcement. This is undercover God law enforcement. In other words, they'll tell you. You'll get to them quicker because they don't see you as a threat. They see you on their level. Jesus.
Come on.
Jesus. See, Jesus turned around. Boy, you know how many. See, because he was undercover. That's why he don't say, don't tell nobody, but they ain't know who he was.
Right.
He'll turn it around.
Yes, Lord.
You know he'll turn it around, right?
Yes, he would. Yes.
But he got to get to the root of the issue. Not that he don't know. He wants you to know. In other words,
that's right.
I want to turn something around when you're going to turn it right back. So he needs you to identify it, and he wants you to call on him through faith so he can lead
you
to
faith.
Come on now. You know how many people say, but I believe in God, but let's just be real. That kind of stuff don't work. See, that's their level. Don't be mad at them. That's just where they are. But that's
right.
Nothing more than somebody who don't live like it. That's the same thing.
Okay.
The only thing was they was bold enough to say it. You got many people who would never say it, although they know the truth.
Right. All right. Yeah.
Either which way. God said he reigns on both the just as well as the unjust.
Yeah.
Just because he reigns on the just, the Bible never said they were receiving as rain.
Come on now.
God has given people favor. They don't even see it as favor.
Come on.
Right.
In other words, God has turned a lot of people's situation, ma'am, listen to me. Sir, listen to me. God has turned your situation around. And because we're blinded by fear, we don't even think God has turned something around already.
Tell it.
He's one who operates without faith need God to turn it all the way around, meaning I need all the money right now, God. The one who operates in faith says, God, even though I know I'm walking in faith, in favor, you can still take the house. You can take the... Come on, Job.
Come on.
You can take the flesh. Come on, Job. You can take my flesh, take my mind. See, I'm walking in favor, although it has yet to manifest in the natural, it manifests spiritually. So even if you decide to take me, I still walk in favor, though the world may never see it.
Come on now.
Yes.
See, that's a whole different level of faith, because a lot of people think that if God heals them, they're walking in favor. Is that right?
No. No?
Matter of fact, if it was your child, you get harder on your child. You would take your child out before you take somebody else's child out, because that's your child.
Right.
Let us go ahead and open up with prayer. Miss Tiana, please. I know I skipped that part, but let's get to it right quick.
Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful that you have given us this life, dear Lord. And Heavenly Father, as we go forward on this day and each day to come, may we be reminded, Heavenly Father, of your grace, of your love, Heavenly Father, and all that it continues to bestow upon us. May we receive it, Heavenly Father, so that we, Heavenly Father, can operate in you. Heavenly Father, you have given us this gift. Heavenly Father, may we truly cherish it and know that we have the responsibility, Heavenly Father, to fulfill on all that you require. Heavenly Father, as we go forward on this call, let's do so with open hearts and open minds to receive the word that you have given, Heavenly Father. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you for our leader. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. God will turn it around.
Who's speaking this morning? Miss Tiana? Miss Shabri?
Yes, sir.
Let's gossip right quick. That girl, Tiana, you know, I was going to call in if you were speaking, but I don't really like her. She just something, it's something I feel in my spirit. I ain't the tap to save, the bit of save, but it's something in my spirit about her. I ain't listening. Call in when you start to speak.
Okay.
Y'all know how I go? Oh, don't be surprised. I told you this is this inspirational ministry. A lot of people want to just know the Bible, but they don't want to know the life.
Right.
Come on now.
See, the real Bible is your life. Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa. Whoa. The real Bible is your life.
Yes, sir.
All right.
We play Jesus. We try and play God like we play our grandmother, our great-grandmother. We think they outdated.
Mm.
I'm going to let that begin. This is why a lot of people quote the Bible, because they don't say nothing about 23rd and 5th Avenue when I'm out there doing my thing. See, because we think that the Bible is outdated. That don't apply to me. Just like we think grandma and them outdated. That's why we like to stay with at their house on the weekend. If not raised.
Right.
We know we can come in
right.
And go as we used to. Ooh.
Speak the truth.
So, baby, the Bible is your life. Remember the Bible says that God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He will turn it around. The thing is, He's the same yesterday. In other words, you are the Bible. Hide the word in your heart and you become it, huh?
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're going to be one Bible or the other. You're going to be a Bible for God or you're going to be a Bible for Satan. He got one, too. And it's called hell. People don't read it daily now.
Hmm.
You follow me? But
Mr. Yes, sir.
Brent, I didn't call in to listen to Miss Tiana. I didn't call in to listen to Mr. Carr. I don't listen to you. I don't like them. Y'all know how I do.
All right.
Watch this. How can I get my turnaround, and the very thing, that's connected to my turnaround is in the mouth of Miss Tiana, but I don't like
right.
It.
Come on now.
Y'all, we got to be careful. We got to be careful, because if you pray for discernment, discernment don't have nothing to do about what you like and don't like.
Right.
Because if
okay.
You don't want to have a problem with anybody, you should have a problem with yourself, because you're the one who allows yourself to sin.
Yes.
Don't you know it's crazy when the woman get mad at the other woman instead of her man? Get mad at your man.
Right.
Why you sleep with another woman? Ain't nothing about it.
Right.
Well, if that's silly, what about the sinner, who's swinging at a spirit they can't see as opposed to swing at theyself?
All right.
If you want the turnaround, don't it start with you?
It does.
Yes, it does.
Huh? Now, don't get it twisted. Some people blame themselves and don't trash or kill or destroy the devil because they're afraid of the devil. They want the devil to scooch on out. No, I'm a deal with the devil. I'm a deal with me first, but I'm a deal with the devil too.
Right.
Some people, that was music to their ears, Mr. Bree, Ms. Tiana. They turn around was to let the devil go. I don't let roaches get away. Huh? They can fly, but I got flying fish. We got to go at it.
Right.
I might jump a little bit, but we're going to see who gets the last laugh.
Yes. All right.
Until the roach is dead. See, some people still let the devil float around, but then waiting on God's turnaround. How? When you got a still living devil in your life. How?
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Huh? This ain't no alcohol where you mixing white with brown. You're going to get sick.
Yes, indeed.
Somebody said he must have went out last night. No, he didn't. Huh? I told you, we the living Bible, so we got to use what we know today, huh?
Get right. Come on now.
Okay, cool. God will turn your situation around, people. Mm-hmm. But sometimes, Mr. Bree, sometimes, Miss Sienna, but sometimes, because of who you are connected to, he will purposely hold it up.
All right.
Y'all know when God said, do not be, Miss Tiana, I'm going to let you read it. I want them to hear from you. 2 Corinthians 6:14 from the New King James Version. That's 2 Corinthians 6:14. Y'all write it down. Huh? Because I think we get this scripture mistakenly twisted. God will turn your situation around. He wants to turn it around. Here's the thing. You know, when you want to do something, you don't talk about it, you actually show it. Do you want it to be turned around? Miss Tiana, can you read 2 Corinthians 6:14, please?
Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? Amen.
Do not be unequally yoked. That means if y'all not pulling in the same direction, yoke. And yoke is not the egg, yoke. Not Y-O-L-K. Can you spell unequally yoked? Well, how do you spell yoked, Miss Tiana, in the Bible?
Y-O-K-E-D.
Y'all, yoke is what you see them two big old oxen pulling in the field.
Mm-hmm.
Got a yoke, a little wooden yoke around their neck. Huh?
Yep.
That's yoked. If you're unequally yoked, that means you pulling and they going backwards. Or you pulling forward and they pulling backwards. And what will happen is you're going to a spin. You're not going nowhere.
Yeah. Right.
A lot of people's lives are spinning out of control. Huh?
Yes.
That ain't the turnaround that he was talking about. Not to get you dizzy. See, his turnaround requires that you turn around in his forward march.
Amen.
Huh? See, God wants to turn around. Satan wants to turn away.
All right now.
God wants you to turn around to him.
Yes.
Well, Mr. Carl, what about turning away from sin? How can you turn away from sin when you don't think it's wrong?
All right now. Okay.
Huh? God said, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Now, when you love God, you obey God. He just gave a command. A command requires a response. Your response will show you how much you love God or not. You ever seen somebody say, baby, I love you, but he's still flirting with everything in the world? Sleeping with
him. Yes. Yes.
Bad part about it, so many women accept it, and then they talk about he loved me. Baby, both y'all confused. Mm-hmm. Both y'all need to turn around.
Mm-hmm.
Practically.
Right.
You accept it and he giving. He only giving what you allow. That means he don't see you as nothing.
That's right. Mm-hmm. All right.
As a matter of fact, you don't see you as nothing. Because if you were, watch this. If you saw yourself as something, you wouldn't take something that's killing you.
Come on now. Right.
Hmm? Because God can't turn around the very thing that you allow that's going to destroy you.
Right.
He's given it, but did you ever receive it? He's given an escape route. That you close the door. You said, God, I don't want to go out that door. I don't want freedom. Because I want him to come with me. My God.
Mm.
And a half a penny. That's crazy. There's a woman that's 4'12". I ain't think that ain't even possible, 4'12". He's either 5 foot or 4'11". Look, crazy. Don't choke, baby. Let me hear you right quick. God will turn it around. Right? 2 Corinthians 6 and 14. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. If you didn't catch it on the first one, he said with unbelievers. Gave you directly what it is. Now,
right.
If you don't judge, how would you know who believe and who don't believe?
Okay, now.
The sad part about it is we go by what people say, not by how they live.
Right.
All right.
We only judge people by how we judge ourselves. So we go by what we say, we go by what they say. We just look who can say it the best. You do understand that you will get caught up in Satan because Satan has the gift of gab. I heard people say, ooh, he talk good. Talk good, how? How can you see if he talk good and he outside of God? You got to be outside of God because nobody likes rap music that listen to godly music. In other words, you would listen to something that you're not familiar with that you don't like. So if the devil talks to you, it's only because God talks bad to you. But you can't love both at the same time. Oh, my God. Because Satan and God talk total different languages. So if Satan, if the devil, if the past, if the enemy talks good and sounds good, and you call it good, you got to be calling God bad. Because you can't say that's good when you know what good is.
Right.
Tell it.
Hello? You done just told on yourself if you didn't realize it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now, here go the smart mind, Mr. Bree, Miss Tiana. I ain't mean those choice of words. Yes, you did, because from the abundance, you meant it. You just got called out on it. Don't lie. Don't lie.
Exactly.
Y'all can't turn lies around. Y'all think y'all
definitely
hate liars. God hate liars, and he don't turn that around. You got to be willing to come forward in the truth.
Indeed.
Huh? Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship? He's asking a question. Like your mom and dad know. What you doing hanging around them? Why y'all hanging around?
Mm-hmm.
What fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? In other words, righteousness with lawlessness. In other words, they don't obey the law. You should be the law. Why y'all communicating?
Mm-hmm. All right. Come on.
Uh-oh. In other words, if God turns you around, you'd be like, God, the only reason why I'm communicating with them is on your behalf to turn them around, but with your permission. Because God wouldn't challenge you on something when he didn't already give you permission. You know God didn't give you permission to do that.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Some people want to step back into what they turned away from, what God turned them away from, and use an excuse to say, I'm just trying to help them out or be friends. Oh, my God. As an excuse. In other words, they don't want to face the reality that they still love them. Because, see, when you really don't want to deal with nothing at all, you ain't that saved to where you want to turn back to something. Because if you turn back to it, turn back to everything else in your past, too, and help it out. Uh-oh.
Right.
Uh-oh. So why did you single that one out? Why did you single her out as a player? Why did you single that job out? Yeah. You mean to tell me you can sing every other job out as criminal, as crooked? Everybody else out is racist? Everybody else is no good? Everybody else is the player? But you can sing that one out? Hold on. Do you lie? But God can't turn it around because you haven't given him nothing to work with. You lying to yourself.
Right.
So what makes that one so special? You know what makes it so special is that you never wanted to let it go.
Yes.
You use every excuse to keep it. Come on, y'all. We use every excuse to keep the things that we really want, but not necessarily the things we want us with. But how can God turn us things around in our life when he has yet to turn our mind around?
All right.
That's for us to
do not be unequally yoked together, Miss Tiana, Miss Shabri, with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? I love that. Looking at the word communion, when we're talking about God returning, what communion? You know what communion? The Bible says that communion is the sharing or exchanging of intimate thoughts and feelings.
Right.
In other words, now you get intimate. Why are you intimate with darkness when you're supposed to be walking with? See, if you're intimate with darkness, that's only because you. Why does darkness know everything? Why does darkness know a lot of? Why does darkness know anything? Huh? and darkness will tell on you. I've seen it, y'all. How can God turn a situation? Listen, the devil's going to turn something away because somebody else is going to pick up to it.
Right.
Huh? Right.
How, boy, the devil will start telling on you. You turn up? Yeah, right. The devil's saying, I know you. That's what the devil's saying.
Right.
And you haven't changed. Uh-oh. In other words, your communion is with darkness. And if you communicate with darkness outside of the turnaround of God, huh? Because watch this. If you're communicating, Jesus didn't go to the tax collector's houses to communicate with them about taxes. He went there to turn some things around. So,
nice.
Why? Huh? Why would you communicate with it that long, for one? Because, see, the Bible said that they reject your peace. Huh? You pick it up. You wipe your hands and you dust your feet and go to the next village. Why are you there for so long?
Okay.
Your excuses start to run out.
Yep.
Huh? How can God turn it around when you yet still creeping behind back doors trying to get to it as if God can't see?
All right. Now.
All right.
Hmm? You know, excuses are backdoor entries. Oh, Lord have mercy. Y'all, excuses are the backdoor entry because truth is the front door. You can't go through the truth, so you go through the back door to get in.
Right.
But excuses hinder the turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? See, in the world, tradition, it says front door, back door. Fire hazard. Well, we are fireproof. In other words, we just have front door entry. We don't have a back door of excuses.
Okay.
The house of God have the front door. The back door not necessary because it's fireproof.
All right. All right. All right.
Fireproof. Yeah, it's sin resistant. In other words, when God turned this house around, I know y'all, they say, flip my house. When God turned houses around, he don't flip them.
Yes.
He turned them. You know, turnkey entry.
Come on. Come on.
Huh? Because flip can be flopped.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes,
I don't think
yes.
They call it Messiana. In other words, you don't want people who have a flip-flop mentality because they good today, bad tomorrow. They love Messiana today, they don't like it tomorrow. Mr. Carr, they want to listen to you today, but nothing you can say because they're mad with you tomorrow. You know
right.
How I go.
All right.
This is why God don't flip houses, he turn them.
Yes, yes.
That's good.
Hello, somebody.
Yes, indeed.
That's the problem with flipped. Because you can have a flipped attitude as well. But when you have a turned attitude, when God turned it around, that means that old stuff is nasty. You don't like it no more. You don't like your old thoughts. You don't like your old ways. You don't even like your old decisions. You know you don't like something in your past when you don't even want to remember it. I'm talking about remembering it to this point, Miss Tiana. Watch this. When it's something in your past, I hate what I've done.
Right.
So much swear I'm on alert. I don't just say it. It know I hate it too. How? Because every time I get a chance, if it comes to crushed, wrote, crushed.
Right. Oh, yes.
That's how you know it's a turnaround, when your past don't want to deal with you no more because they know you ain't playing. Huh?
You know
what's real. Huh? You know God really turned around in the midnight hour. That means when nobody else knows what's going on, but you know what's going on. And if that thing comes to you in private, text message, email, it can be something on Facebook, Instagram. It can be something sent through a friend. You give a message back that they will not respond to.
Yeah. All right, now.
Ooh. I'm talking about the turnaround, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says, and what communion has light with darkness? He asks a question. How can you share and exchange intimate thoughts and feelings, especially the exchange of on a mental or spiritual level? How can you connect with something that's not connected to God and expect to turn around?
You can't.
Not at all.
It's like if you're turned away, because the very thing that God sent your way will turn away from you, because God will say, a big old X, don't touch it.
Yes. Yeah,
now,
exactly.
You turned away, and everything, whenever you see a turn away, I guarantee you're going to see a turnaround. There's going to be something in God's path that he was sending your way that's going to turn around and say, it's not ready yet. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Even the dog on Cheez-It, on a Cheez-It commercial, the man inspected the cheese, and the cheese kept on playing jokes and talking about jokes. That thing said, not ready yet. Until the cheese matures, it's been going. Until you mature, God can't turn you around.
Come on.
Why would God turn you around and give you something that you're not well capable of handling?
All right now. No.
Because a turnaround is like a turnkey. Why would God give you a key entry to something you're not ready for?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's not ready for the house. But they're in their apartment
yep.
for the time being. No disrespect to nobody. I want to put that out there because that's a pun intended. No, it's not. No disrespect. I'm making a spiritual analogy. Everybody's not ready for that responsibility of God's turnaround. Because he turned it around.
Right.
God expects. You might not expect, but he does. The dangers of low expectations.
Come on.
Hmm? You understand?
Oh, yes.
God will turn it around, y'all. I love this topic. Mm-hmm. He will turn it around. And here's the thing about it. Because who you connected to, he can turn around, but he also can hold up your turnaround. Not because Miss Tiana, you and Mr. Bree, y'all going somewhere. Not because Miss Tiana, Mr. Bree got access and you don't. See, not because Mr. Bree, let me talk to you. Not because you don't have access, but because you connected to people, huh? There are people around you. That's not connected to God, that's slowing you down.
Right.
Come on, then.
Anybody have a visa? I ain't talking about credit card. Huh? Passport? My message?
Mm-hmm.
Hila?
Yes.
Hila? Hmm? They know my language. I speak all of them language. El Paso? Y'all know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Huh? Blessed Jesus. See, you laughing, you ain't right. Go sit over there. See, you know what I'm talking about. But listen, my whole point is this. If you don't have that, when you go through TWA, you're about to sit in line and wait for a minute. That turnaround.
Right.
Now, y'all connected on the same flight. Now, you got to make a decision, Miss Tiana. You going to leave Mr. Bree, or you going to wait on him?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Right.
Won't God turn it around? Yeah, he will. Watch this.
Yeah.
But a lot of times, because who you connected to, you may have access, but they slowing you down because they don't.
Yes. Right.
Tell it.
How can God turn a situation around when you got somebody you connected to that don't want to be turned around and you saying, well, God, hold on for 1 second. The plane don't wait, baby.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Not at all.
The plane don't wait. And some people are foolishly let God's hands go and hold on to the thing they shouldn't be holding on to. Them old thoughts, them old ways, them old feelings, them old people, them old jobs, them old situations. And let God's hands go. Now, the plane, you looking at it move. And you talking about, you see how much I love you? Because I could have been, ain't no talking. Because I'd have been waving from the, you better have good eyes. Y'all got 20/20, you get some binoculars. Because I'm being that plane. Shoot.
Right.
I turn around, it's taking off, and I'm waiting on you. Man, you better get with it.
Come on.
Huh? Remember the Bible said, don't put your trust in man, but in God. So how you see God in them when they don't want to listen to God? Who's talking to them?
Right.
Come on then.
Huh? People around you that's slowing you down, and God want to turn you around. And then they're not on your level, and they don't have access like you do.
Right.
Okay.
Now, what you going to do? You going to leave him or you going to go? Example. The fitness industry. Go to the gym. Huh? Go to the gym. Mr. Bree got access. I don't. Her turnaround is in the gym called working out.
Mm-hmm.
We both trying to get in shape. She got a membership. She's starting the same day I started. I ain't do my proper procedures. In other words, we get to the front desk, it's getting packed around the 4:30 hour. That's the peak hours of the gym, 4, 5, 6, and start, leveling off around 7.
Okay.
We have 4:30. Limited machine. I'm holding her up with her turnaround because her turnaround is over there called the treadmill, the elliptical. The cross trainer.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Machine. That's her turnaround. I see it, but I didn't do what it takes at the front desk to get access to it. Y'all don't hear me, though, Miss Tiana.
All right.
So what happens is, her being a friend, she waiting another 45 minutes at the front desk with me because they got to get all my information straight.
That's a nice friend.
Look,
yes.
See, the delay time is real, y'all.
Right.
You have access to the gym, but you have a friend who don't. You
mm-hmm.
have the turnaround, but you got somebody who don't have the passport that don't.
Right.
Yes.
Why do you think he said
yes.
they're equally yoked? They don't mean that we got to have the same type of luggage, but that just means you better have the pass, the access.
All right.
Right.
Lord, have mercy. Anybody just like, you know, let me put it in there. Going, when you're going out, that friend talking about they're going to be there and they'll be an hour later.
Yeah.
But they make the excuse. In other words, they build the back door to get back
mm-hmm.
to the
friend. Yeah.
Oh, girl, you would only get good around 1 o'clock. The clock closes at 2. What are you talking about?
Right.
They close at 12. Don't everybody miss it. So you can come on to church, you know, getting God ready. You ready today. Just miss it.
Yes, indeed.
I pray.
Goodness.
You understand? But y'all see what I'm talking about, the delay? And how you waiting on something else and you being connected to something else can literally delay God's turnaround in your life? What God
yes.
has is for you. That don't mean that
yes.
you will be, sin can blind you. So when God sends it, you might not even see it as a turnaround. You may see it as a threat.
Mm.
Okay. No.
Yes, indeed. Come on.
Huh? So God literally starts to say, either you cut them off,
mm-hmm,
or you help them to straighten up.
Yep.
You got to make a decision. See, their mm-hmm. negativity, Mr. Bree, their negative energy, Miss
mm-hmm.
Tiana, uh-huh,
yep,
their tardiness, their lack of motivation and discipline outside of the gym could affect you and could play a level in your turnaround. It can play dividends in your turnaround. It can make you play down to their level. You ever seen people who got great attitudes and they want to turn around in their body, but because their friends are negative, negative energy, negative vibes, they start to play
mm-hmm.
down to the level of their friend? They're not even
yes.
like that, but they play down, you heard me, to the
yes.
level, you heard me, of their friends. You heard me?
Yes.
Right, right.
Their turnaround was right before them, and they playing down to their friend. In other words, because their friend don't have access to it, they don't want access in totality. Because
mm-hmm.
they're trying to be a good friend as opposed to, they're trying to be a good friend to them as opposed to a good friend to God. If your
right.
friend don't look like, think like, talk like, live like God, why are y'all connected in the first place if God didn't put them in your life?
Amen.
All right. All right.
So in other words, how can you receive a turnaround with them involved? God has given you a turnaround. A lot of times you rejected God's turnaround because it didn't bring the people that you wanted to bring with you.
Mm-hmm.
You want the whole conglomerate to go with you. Y'all done nicknamed yourself SWV. Can't even say it, but y'all SWV, right? Y'all friends to them. And ain't going nowhere. All because somebody's or somebody don't have access and everybody else want to wait.
Right, right.
Well, you'd have had years to either straighten them up. At this point, it's your choice. Your breakthrough,
mm-hmm.
your turnaround, your favor is right there. You're going to cut them off, or what you going to do? Because you don't have time to be straightening out the mess when your turnaround about to leave.
Tell it.
All right.
You understand, y'all? This is important.
Yes.
I know a lot of people don't like this because we that we can save everything on God's green earth. Hmm? I'm going to fight for them like soldiers in the war, Mr. Carr. I'm not leaving them behind because I want them to get the turnaround too. Here's the thing. Even soldiers in the war, when other people are fighting, they got to leave their behind and go and handle their business. You better get it right.
Yep.
True.
Hmm? They only pull back the wounded when they're retreating, baby. This ain't retreating.
Yep.
You better go get it right. Huh?
That's real.
Naturally, the turnaround. You can see it in lions. If the cub get wounded, the mother lion is not about to turn to the cub when there's a still battle going out there trying to kill the rest of them. That mother lion is going to get in the way of the oncoming. Yes, Lord, the adversary. In other words, my turnaround matters with survival. I got to go forward. If you're still there when I come back, maybe God can help you turn around as well.
All right now.
Lord have mercy. You catching me, Miss Shabri?
Oh, yes, sir. That's good.
And a lot of times I would turn around because God will turn around, but our turnaround is delayed because of the accountability partners you have surrounded yourself with.
Right.
Mm.
Let me say that one again.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times the turnaround in God and through God is delayed because of accountability of people, in other words, the accountability partners you have surrounded yourself with. They don't know God, so they don't know how to tell you to do what's right.
Right.
You don't know God, to do what's right. So ain't nobody turning nothing around. This is why we keep on walking in foolery, because nobody's accountable on that level to each other. And the ones who do know God, do we put God first or do we put their feelings first?
Come on now.
How they perceive.
Huh?
A lot of times we know what to do right, but see, we're not going to tell them because we have everybody messed up, though, Miss Carr. Well, that's right. I have messed up in the past, but this day forward, I'm not messing up no more. So I'm going to see, you can't hold something accountable when you don't want to be the example of accountability.
Amen. All right.
Huh? See, a lot of times our turnaround is delayed because of the people around us. Because, honestly, you would need a pastor or inspirational leader praying for you when you have accountability partners that you call F-R-I-E-N-D-S around you. If they're friends, then y'all be equally yoked in the first place, 1 Corinthians 6 and 14. So if they are friends, you should be equally yoked. That means why you got to go to an outside source when you have a friend in God?
All right.
Uh-oh. Oh! That's when we start saying, but they ain't in God like that. I know. In other words, all you're saying is they ain't have a turnaround in their life. That's real.
Hmm.
So how? Now, watch this. Watch this. Now, if you really be in God, you either, because the word of God is going to draw them or drive them. So if you be in God, yeah, I know you may be out of town, somebody. I know you're still on vacation, somebody. I know you might not like this part. This is the part where you got up and went to the bathroom so your friends can't hear because you put me on speaker, but put me back on speaker. Huh? Nobody don't want to know. Let me tell the truth because you're scared to. Somebody, put me on speaker. I thought you said as far as me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. So let the whole house hear this. Pipes it off.
Come on.
Is you afraid? I'll tell it. You understand?
Yes.
At the end of the day, if they're not accountable to God, how could they ever be accountable to you? In other words, if they have yet to turn around, if you have yet to turn around, who's going to turn around?
All right.
God need a willing vessel that has turned around, because everybody won't receive him at his word. They got to know Jesus, but receive Jesus at his action, Jesus. So God need a new Jesus in you, and you won't turn around.
Mm-hmm.
You can call him a... Now, how can two walk together unless they be in agreement? The reason why is, if they have yet to turn around, you haven't turned around, because if you be in God, it's going to be an uncomfortable relationship. It wouldn't be one at all in the first place.
All right.
Because what does light have to do with darkness? Nothing.
Nothing.
He judging people on his phone? No, I'm rendering the judgment. In other words, just like law enforcement, they ain't make the law on the scene. They telling you the law. I'm telling you
right.
the law. Huh?
Right.
If you can back the blue, why you can't you back the clear? Meaning God.
Come on.
Huh? I never back the blue. I back what's right. The Bible says don't put your trust in man. I don't back man's law. I back God's law. Put me on the phone with the chief. I tell him I'm not backing nobody. I'm not backing black. I'm not backing white. Because God has turned me around. I back God. So if God not the truth in it, I ain't backing it. If
Amen.
I'm wrong, I'm not backing failures. I back what's right. Not right according to my standard, right according to his turnaround, giving faith favor.
All right now.
You back in the blue. So the blue can do wrong and you back it, right?
Nope.
It's all good out. Well, we all make mistakes. Don't make a costly one.
Amen.
Uh-oh. But my mama lost, mine was too. You understand? Because when you really turn around, you'll see that the natural law don't have nothing to do with the spiritual law. You'll see that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't I say God will turn it around?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? So either you cut them off or you straighten them up. But if you don't have accountability partners that are around you that has turned around and you have turned around, who can do the turnaround? If you take their way of thinking or they take your way of thinking, but you'll know who's the leader of the pack and you'll live friendship. And I say live friendship because it can never be big if it has yet to have the turnaround of favor with God in it.
Amen.
Right.
Huh? You'll know who the leader of the pack. God can lie. How can two walk together unless they be in agreement? Huh? How can God turn something around when you don't agree with him?
Right.
If we really knew
That's
God,
so true.
Somebody wouldn't have to show. Y'all do know. Can I tell y'all this?
Please do.
Y'all do know that the Bible is people's influence called relationship with God. But what if you didn't have a Bible? Would you have a relationship?
Come on now.
Hmm.
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 People need the Bible to validate well, where it say that in the Bible. Well, if that be the case, let me see the resume on your life, because if I don't see it on paper, I don't believe you.
All right.
Ooh-wee.
Huh? It's funny how you want the Bible to be shown on paper and for God to turn your decision around on paper, but you can go by feelings that's not on paper and tell people, well, that's just how I feel. But ain't that saying? You don't need no, we don't need no physical evidence when it comes to your feelings, but you need physical evidence when it comes to God's faith. That is pathetic.
It is.
That's pathetic. Touch what I just said. Touch what I just said. We put ourselves above God because we believe our feelings, something that you can't see, nor has it been written down. It can't be written down because it flip-flops, not turns around.
Right.
Come on. Come on, man.
Come on.
God is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. Your feelings change. That don't have nothing to do with God. This is why God can't turn something around when you keep on flip-flopping. You got to stay still enough. Peace, be still in order for him to turn something around.
All right.
Amen.
I know somebody said, well, that's why I stayed with her. I stayed with him that long because I didn't want to flip-flop. Baby, no, that's a flip-flop you should have took. You should have flopped in. You should have bobbed in weak. Because it would have knocked you.
Yes,
huh? The Mike Tyson, dude. Don't do that.
Yes, indeed.
God, we're turning around. Okay? And anybody know about turnaround shift work? You know, when you... Somebody do turnaround?
Mm-hmm.
Lord Jesus. I'm about to get ready to close it out. Mm-hmm. When you do turnaround shift work, Mr. Bree, I'm going to let you do your end spiel. Don't worry. Huh? I have all this information over here. Huh? Anybody know about a turnaround shift work, Miss Tiana, you know? Mr. Bree?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about a turnaround, Mr. Bree. How it look like? How did body start to feel? What it look like?
Oh, their body start wearing down. It's tired because they working around the clock.
When you're doing turnaround, Miss Tiana, you don't have time to be getting on the phone. You're doing a turnaround.
That's right.
That means you work, you get a little rest, and you work again.
Exactly.
Y'all catch what I'm saying? God will turn it around. See, when God turns some things around, a lot of times it's too much work to be dealing with anything outside of work in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all missing what I'm saying. When God turns it around, you're too busy focusing on what God's favor is through your faith to be looking at faith,
right.
To be looking at feelings, and to be looking at anything outside of what he calls a friend.
Huh. Amen.
That's right.
Hmm? Remember he said anything that puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom. See, when God turns it around,
yes.
Huh, that turnaround should be out in God. I'm too busy working. That's when everything else is put on hold. Now, watch this. Your turnaround is going to show you who's for you and who's equally yoked with you in the first place. Because some people won't understand. Some people will say, why you don't call? Why you not texting? Why this, that, and other? They don't understand God's turnaround in your life.
Right.
Amen.
It's not necessarily turning them out of your life, but God has something better and more for you to do. They might not understand. And people who lack spiritual influence will never understand the gap in between your communication. Because then they're going to start to make the excuse. Watch the back door. Well, why you ain't tell me? When you communing with God, you cut everything else off. Even yourself.
That's right.
I mean, this life
That's
is
right.
not my own. But people who don't have that faith walk with God would never understand that.
Come on.
Correct.
If y'all think I'm lying, why you think Jesus went to the wilderness? How many days and how many nights? Huh? to be pissed about it, though.
Now,
what if his disciples had gotten mad and said, you brought us out here. You hadn't communicated with us.
Huh?
See, when God turned around some things, when it turns around, very well, there was once there, may not be there, but they shouldn't be there because they weren't operating in faith anyway. Because if they knew what turnaround was, they'd know this is the norm. Sometimes it's like that, and I understand.
Hmm.
Oh, Lord, y'all don't understand. Y'all don't hear me?
No, we will.
Hold on, hold on. Let me make it clear now. Miss Tiana, Miss Shabri.
Uh-huh.
Some people think that it's that way by default. Just because, don't mix foolery with patience. Because some people are just fools for people, and they just will patiently wait. Talking about I waited for your turnaround. No, you just fools. Don't do that. That's two different things. That's two different things. Because the enemy can still be by your door and talking about I was waiting. Yep, the enemy was waiting for you and everybody else too.
Exactly.
So by the time you turned around, bam, you on schedule. Okay, tomorrow somebody else going to be on schedule. So don't be deceived by that.
Huh. All right.
But see, with that turnaround shift, just because you're doing all the work, especially when you're doing a turnaround and you have kids or a family, right, other people in the house, just because you're doing a turnaround shift, God will turn around, shift for God. Everyone, benefits from your work that you put in, Everybody get compensated for it because they in the house. Guess what I just said? They in the house. That's what I just said. As far as being my house, in other words, when I do a turnaround shift, you know how people say, who drunk my juice? In other words, they ain't paid for it, but they benefited from it because you put it in there. Y'all got to catch. Didn't I tell y'all in the beginning God would turn it around? But
yes,
sometimes
yes.
It would be delayed because who you connected to. But in the same token, if they in the house and you see them fit to be in the house because God gave you direction that they'd be in the house, you connected to them, they also mm-hmm. going to benefit from your turnaround shift. In other words, we all benefiting from Jesus' turnaround.
We sure are. Yes, Lord.
Huh? Y'all don't hear me?
True.
Any leaders out there? Leaders, when you're teaching to anybody else, they're benefiting from your turnaround because you're the one who put in late hours while they were sleeping.
That's right.
They're benefiting from your words. You hear me?
That's right. Yes.
Any parents out there? Your kids ain't paid for nothing in that house. I hope they didn't. The right way, I'm serious. So with that being said, they're benefiting from your turnaround. See,
right.
Now, if that's the natural turnaround, what about the spiritual one? People who are connected to you will start to benefit from the turnaround, the work that you put in for God.
Amen. All right.
Huh? Come on, y'all. Huh? Translate, Luke. Your turnaround can also bless those who are close to you.
Yes, indeed.
But Satan's turn away can also be the demise of those who are close to them. Be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? Be careful. You ever seen somebody in relationships, Ms. Bree, Ms. Tiana?
Uh-huh.
Ms. Tiana, that person don't
yes,
like
sir.
Your man. They'll talk about your man in front of you. Ms. Tiana, if you have yet to turn around, you're going to let them keep on talking. Eventually, their words going to sink into your head.
Ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Tiana, but the first time they talk about your man, if you have turned around, you either going to cut them off or you're going to check them. If they don't get checked and do it right, then the second time, you cut them off completely, right?
Exactly.
Okay, but how can you keep somebody who's talking about the very thing that you love around, Miss Tiana? Is that possible?
You can't.
Oh,
not at all.
That means there's no turnaround in the room. There's been
correct.
A turn away. And people will often confuse what's turned away versus what's turned around. See, what's turned around meaning I'm the same individual, but I got a different mindset. Turned away means I turn away from something powerful and I accept something little.
Right.
Right.
Mm-mm.
Huh? We accept something familiar. Turn away is when you turn away from the spiritual and you accept the flesh. You know, the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. So we accept the easy of the two because we want life easy. That's why we accept the turn away because it's accepting the flesh, and that becomes
right.
Mm-hmm. Y'all see what I'm saying?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. So people who that's not in God can turn you away from God if you're not deeply rooted and turned around in God yourself.
Correct. That is so
now, true. Which one do you put first? Your friendship with the individual we're talking about, your man or your woman or your God, Or do you put the person who don't even know what's going on first? Uh-oh, it's about to be show and tell. Oh, it's about to be show and tell, huh? Because, God, you don't have to. You can stay asleep on the boat. I got this one. Because you've turned me around, I'm about to turn them around. Either they're going to conform or they're going to get the H-E-L-L on. See how they go?
Right.
But we play with people that don't even like God. We play with people that don't like our wife. We play with people who don't like our husband. We play with people who don't even support and like our dreams. And I ain't talking about support our dreams financially. I'm talking about support our dreams in, and you see where I'm going. Let me pour into you, and you pour into me. It's a give and take situation. But we play with people who actually crush our destiny and talk about we enter our destiny. No, no, you have yet to be turned around. See, if you have now, careful, if we become wise and we surround ourselves with people who are equally yoked with us, you know that favor can be dumped not only on your life because of who you are, but to those who are around you, i.e. LeBron James and his kids. His kids have it easy because of his turnaround. See, he was in a poverty-stricken situation. You understand? And because of his work, look at what his kids have it easier now, so they can have the best coaches. They can have the best nutrition. They can have the best support. They can have all of that because of his turnaround. Now, if you're not catching what I'm saying, is that's financially LeBron James. But see, spiritually, our money is way longer than his. See, spiritually, it's called favor, not money.
All right. All right.
They got to carry credit cards. They don't have to carry money. If they don't have to carry money, that means we don't have to carry credit cards or money. We just carry favor. Swipe it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good.
Leave home without it. And if you leave home without it, turn around and go get it.
Yes.
Hello, somebody.
Tell me.
I'm serious. You do know that your favor can keep you alive when the devil is trying to kill you, huh?
Oh, yes.
You do know that favor can sustain you while the enemy is plotting against you. You do know this, right? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
You do know that the favor. Oh, yeah. That's why you're still breathing. Not because you're so good. Not because you're so anointed, Miss Tiana. Not because you're so amazing, Mr. Breathing. But you're still alive. You're still breathing because of favor. In other words, your faith has opened the door to God's favor, which has turned things around, because Satan wanted to sift you as weak, but favor said no.
Right.
I don't know if everybody believes that, huh? But it's true, because I want you to also know that it was God's turnaround concerning your life. That means when you should have been this way, you're not, because of favor.
Mm-hmm.
And all favor is God's turnaround, because of turnaround. God turned that situation around. That situation saw God and turned around and said, not today.
Amen.
That's Lord. Yeah.
God would turn it around because of your faith. And your faith is not just what you believe. Your faith is embedded and grows through how you live. See, faith in how you believe is the seed planted and maybe a little water. It grows when you start to actually do what God says to do. Don't just be hearers, but doers. You know real faith when it starts to grow.
Amen.
Right.
It's evident to the natural sight. You know little faith when people just talk about it. Big faith is when you can see it. Little faith is when they just talk about it. Talking about I believe in God. Big faith, you don't even have to talk no words. You know they in God. Mm-hmm. Look how they live.
Right.
It ain't nothing like how none of us live out here. They different than us.
Mm-hmm.
They're not familiar. Yes. They're not fearful, and they're not failures.
Right. Amen.
All right. Mr. Bree, what you got for me right quick? You got 2 minutes for me? What you got?
Yeah, I have a little something following up what you was talking about. God can't turn around your situation. There's nothing he cannot do. No situation is too hard or impossible. In Jeremiah 32:17 says, our Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by the great power and outstretched arm. There is nothing too hard for you. There is nothing too hard for God to do. He is limitless in power and ability. Things that look impossible to us is nothing before him. There is no sickness too great and no problem too overwhelming that God cannot overcome. He is an almighty God. You remember the story of David and Goliath. When God helped David in his situation, you can depend on God, and God will fight for you. David was able to beat the giant and win the battle with God's help. He knew how to get God involved in the impossible situation, because that was an impossible situation, but God helped him through it. What situation do you need turned around? It may be financial, health,
a life-threatening problem, family, marriage, or relationship difficulties. Whatever challenges you are facing, God is bigger. If you are crying out, God help, then know that he is your helper. God can and wants to turn your situation around. He wants to help you. Many of us need God's help desperately, crying out for him to turn things around. However, crying out to God is not enough to get his help. If it was, more people would see God moving in their situations. However, how to ask God vitally to help us? When people came to Jesus, he wanted to know if they believe. Crying was not enough. They needed to believe. Remember on Wednesday, Mr. Carl was talking about Hezekiah in 2 Kings 20 when Isaiah told him to get his affairs in order because he hadn't long to live. Hezekiah faced the wall and he prayed. See, God heard his prayer and then he turned Isaiah around to tell him God's word. We just need to pray to God and believe because he shall and he will turn any situation that we have around. I hope you ate well.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for that. Hey, God will turn it around. Know the promise. But again, just like any dentist appointment, this is how I view ministry. Okay? The drills and all that, we don't like it. But it makes very good sense to go ahead and get the bad stuff out and go from there. Okay? Y'all follow me?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
indeed. We got to come to reality, okay? And people, the Bible says that discipline seems harsh, but yet for a moment. But it yields such good longevity in life. God can turn things around. Go through what you got to go through. It got there for a reason. Go through it now so you don't have to go through it tomorrow, because if you go through it tomorrow, your kids and other people may see it, and it may start to turn them away and not turn them around. Go through the turnaround, okay, so that you can also help turn them around. And that you can be a voice for God, and when you stand before God in heaven, you can literally say, Father, I turn my situation around through you. You gave me the hard stuff. We dealt with the hard stuff. I went through the pain because, you know, my jaw may have been swollen because of that abscess and all that other stuff for about, three or four days to a week. However, the life is way more impactful. That little pain that I got to go through, it pales in comparison to what I got to plant.
Amen.
The turnaround.
Right.
I got to do the stuff the right way. Stop covering up sin with a Band-Aid, because that Band-Aid will slip off when you start to move. You know, you start to sweat, it's going to slip off. And it's going to be exposed.
Tell it.
And see, exposure requires that you now got to make an excuse, meaning the back door, meaning a lie for your sin. Get rid of it. Deal with it head on. If people leave because of it, so be it. Don't get mad with them and say they don't belong. No, people have the right to leave if they don't see something appropriate. They have that right. But you also have the right to live freely in God and deal with what you have done. Head on so that God can turn the whole situation around, because how can God turn something around when there's speckles of sin still left behind? That's not a turnaround. That's a half turn. Because you didn't tell him the whole truth. He wants to be your attorney. He knows it, but he wants you to tell him. The responsibility is on us telling him the truth. Tell him everything. When you tell God everything, pause. I need to get this clear. If you've offended, the Bible says cut it off. The Bible says if my right hand offends my brother, cut it off. But you have to tell your brother why you're cutting it off. Don't just cut something off and say, I've done the work. We're trying to slick God, because we don't want God people to know what we've done wrong. We just say, I took it to God. That's not good enough. If you hurt them, you better heal them through your honesty.
Right.
Let me say it again, because somebody didn't hit me good on that. Because, see, that's still pride when we don't want to tell people the truth. Deal with it if they don't want to be with you. If the job no longer wants you, tell the truth so you can walk in and you'll turn around from this day forward.
Yep.
You understand? That's the last thing that people or a job or any situation needs is a half-truth where they're vouching for something that's not all the way honest.
Right. Yep.
Y'all have a great day. We'll see y'all on Wednesday for Bible study. Make sure you go to SundayMorningBreakfast.org, and we really want to do something different. I'm not just talking it, okay? I know Mr. Bree is going to reach out and do it for me. Mr. Alyssa is going to help big time as well. But we're going to start reaching out to you guys, because we want to get your information, because we want to do something outside of the line, like, you know, send information via email and also some tangible stuff so you can see who we are. That's important.
Right.
All right?
Right.
All right. Y'all have a great day, and we'll see y'all on Wednesday.
All right. Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye-bye.